Okay, our friends. So today we have a New Year's story coming up for you since we're so close to the new year. And I wanted to read it to you just in case you have big plans for the new year. Do you have big plans? You know, do something exciting? I thought so. So today's story is called Just in Case You Want to Fly. It was written by Julie Fogliano and Christian Robinson. And today's story is read by Mommy and Ooh, he's making sound effects and he's acting strange. What are you doing there, little
Slap?
You attacked me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think he looks like a creature. I think he's a creature from a video game. Yeah, that's exactly why he's attacking. And shaky like that. He's a Heartless from Kingdom Hearts, huh? Yeah? I knew it. Well, friends, you never know who it's going to be with Mommy. And today, if there's any of you out there who appreciate a little bit of Disney, I got one of your monsters here. So better watch out. Shall I read you a story to see if I can get your heart back in you? Yeah? Okay. I will. Here we go. Just in case you want to fly. Here's some wind. And here's the sky. And in the picture, we can see a girl. She looks out the window. And there is something flying, but it's a shirt. It's fallen off the laundry line. And it does look windy, doesn't it? Yeah. Here's a feather, here's a pie, and here's a wing from a butterfly. And in the picture, we can see the thing that's up high, the thing that's the feather, is actually being pulled by, it's a banner. It's being pulled by an airplane across the city. But also in the city is a great big monument, it looks like. No. Maybe a picture of a butterfly at the museum. I wonder if this is like the Natural History Museum and they're doing an exhibition on butterflies. What do you think? Possibly? Here's a cherry if you need a snack. And if you get itchy, here's a scratch on the back. The cherry, unfortunately, though, it's just sitting on top of the rhinoceros's horn. So if you're going to have that cherry, you better watch out. Right? Because that thing might poke you. And the scratch on the back is coming from the beak of a bird scratching the rhinoceros. So I guess this really helps if you're a rhinoceros, right? Here's a rock to skip and a coin to wish. So if you go for a walk and you find some water, maybe a well, you can throw your coin in, or a fountain. And a fork and a spoon and a cup and a dish in case you get really hungry. And here's more cherries, but bigger ones. And they're not on the rhinoceros. So that might be easier to eat, right? And just in case you want to sing, here's a la 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 and a whole choir to sing it. Pretty impressive. And a ding ding ding. When you open the door, it looks like they're going into a library or a bookstore. And he's the little boy who's opened the door is ringing the bell. Here's a joke if you want to laugh. Okay, can you explain the joke to us? Oh, I should do it. Heartless don't talk, of course. Right. Okay, in the picture we can see a buffalo. And it looks like a buffalo parent, and then a buffalo dad. And then there's a little buffalo, like maybe a child buffalo, next to him going a different way. And the big buffalo looks at the little buffalo and says, "Bye, son." And that's funny because I think they're not actually buffalo. I think they're bison, which is another animal. It's very similar. The American buffalo, which is actually not a buffalo at all. It's a bison. But nevertheless, the joke is that the bison is saying bye, son. Get it? Do you get it? All right, okay. And here's your toothbrush and your favorite giraffe. And here's a blanket and here's a dream. And here's some kisses for your head. And in the picture, we can see the girl has took the blanket that she's been given and has wrapped it around her neck like a superhero cape. Here's a pillow. And here's a song for when you go to bed. Where's the song? Do you see it? It's very interesting in the picture. The song is actually in the music box. There's a little ballerina music box there. It's very interesting. And just in case you want to cry, here's a tissue. And here's a sigh. And in the picture, we can see two fish in a bowl. One of them is blue and crying, and the red one is bringing him a tissue to say, it's okay, I'm here too. Here's an umbrella in case it rains, or in case you get squirted on in the bathtub, because that's what's going on in this picture. And some honey for your tea. Ooh, yum. I wonder what kind of tea it is. And here's a map with an X on the spot to find your way home to me. And in the picture, we can see the mom is putting the little boy to bed. And his bed is just covered with stuff. But do you know what it's covered with? All the things that she has talked about. There's the rhino. And there's the giraffe. And there's the bird. And the fish and the butterfly and all those things flying away. And the reason why we wanted to read this one to you today, my friends, is because the new year is upon us and it is full of potential. That means there's lots of things that may yet happen in it. And we're pretty excited about that because who knows what could come for us this year? Who knows? And I think there's only one way to find out, don't you think? Let's get into it. And that is enough for today, right? Let's say the end. Of course, you can't say the end. I shall say it for you.
Stop.
Sorry. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.